I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See Thor, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who got their first win of the season, beating the Jets 27-21. Darren Waller caught two touchdowns in his Dolphins debut. Miami did lose Tyreek Hill to a season-ending knee injury. He did tear the ligaments in his knee. Will undergo surgery today. Next up for the Dolphins, they will head to Carolina on Sunday. And of the Panthers, who beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime, the Cats will continue the preseason tonight against the Lightning. Puck drops at 7 from the Kia Center in Orlando. Joe Texter was kind enough to point out that we lost, I don't know, maybe our two best players in this town in like a week.
Two of the best, yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
Add Barkov into that.
Barkov,
too.
God, yeah, man. It's
those
been
damn ACLs.
We got, Tyler Herro's out for a few months with ankle surgery as well. Yeah, so I wanted to bring up something here. I just saw you were showing me the Tyreek Hill tackle. I didn't think it was dirty. I didn't think any part
I'm
of
with
it was
you.
Dirty.
The only thing I would say is that it appeared he was heading out of bounds.
Look, we tackled their quarterback run down the side. They didn't call it, like he's 3 yards out and he got tackled. Mm-hmm. And I get it. He's continuation. They didn't call it. I just didn't think it was.
I don't know that it was necessarily dirty.
He tackled him down low.
Yeah.
But you said it was dirty. And then the other guy said it was dirty. Some guy that.
Well, I think that he was clearly heading out of bounds. I don't know how necessary it was. I don't know that I would say it was dirty. But
I just think once you start. And you're over there. I just think guy's going to finish. And
all right, well, let's follow that up with the Tua one. I showed you the slow-mo of the Tua play.
And so it's an interesting one because it was a late slide.
Maui Noah appears to miss him completely, by the way. I think the other guy got him with like a fist or
something.
With
a hand on the head.
Yeah.
There, anything to do with hitting a quarterback in the head, you're going to get in the slide. They're going to call it every time.
The problem, though, is with that play, though, Joe, is first of all, he's close to the first down marker, right? So half of the quarterbacks in the league will go for the first down because they'll try to run someone over. You can't, like, the guy, Maui Noah, was basically midair by the time Tua started his slide.
Well, he has two guys coming at him. He's not going to get a first down. And if he does try, he's going to get the, you know what, knocked out of him by the two guys.
Oh, I'm with you.
So he slid, and it was going to be, what, about 3-4 yards short of the first down?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
And he slides. He did the right thing, and he slides and goes down. And they caught him. The one guy did miss him completely. The other guy, he did touch him with his hand on the helmet. They're probably, Woody, I'm guessing, are going to call that a lot. It's not just a
well, it looked
thing.
Awful in real motion.
Yeah, it did.
Like, it looked really bad. I mean, yes, the slow-mo is one thing, but it looked pretty horrific.
But the league, man, when they have those meetings and they go, all right, guys, I just got to tell you, man, and for good reason, guys, we're going to protect the quarterback. There's things that you guys aren't going to be happy about. Anything around their head, anything too low, we're going to call it.
Maybe that's why he was smiling afterwards, because they actually seemed to miss him. And he got the flag.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, probably, he's eating different. Someone said he's eating maybe salmon. It's good for your brain.
I'm not going to. I'm trying really hard not to.
No.
For a guy that's had a concussion problem and is saying that it's that's done now. My new diet.
Okay. Salmon. You like salmon, right?
I love salmon.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's healthy, fills you up, and apparently it helps your brain.
Come on, man. That's the first time we've heard that.
No, that's not true. I think it is. I think fish is good for the brain. You know why people take those like fish oil supplements?
You don't know. He said he's eating better, though. That's helped him, right?
Yes, I heard that.
That's all. You threw in the salmon. You've decided.
I did not throw in the salmon. Someone helped us out with somebody that one. I'm not that creative.
I thought you were trying to add your 2 cents in there.
No, I don't want to rile you up any more than you already are.
The good news, I'm good. Dolphins get a win. They got Carolina coming up in a few days. I have no idea what Tua's going to say next, though, when he gets in a press conference. But I want him to play the way he did last night. 17 to 25, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns, played a clean game.
Yeah, whatever he says, it sounds better coming off a win. Right? If he says something crazy this week, it'll at least sound better.
I will tell you, man, the guy that really in the middle of all this is a guy called the plays last night who also happens to be the head coach. Mike McDaniel had a really good night. You want to talk about guys that, you know, got Darren Waller involved in the right plays in the red zone, freed him up completely open on the second one, backside tight end coming across the field, the other one back of the end zone, the big tall target, something Mike doesn't have a lot of with the receivers, guy 6'6", long arms, goes up and catches it in the back of the end zone. The play calling, running the football, running it more than you threw it last night, and then getting two outside the pocket to help. I thought all that stuff really made up for a great game plan that he put together with a lot of people getting involved. And the offensive line, you kind of go, all right, hey, you know, the offensive line, we didn't talk about them much last night. They were okay. You're right. They were. And a lot of it was helped by Mike's play calling, establishing a running game, allowing that play action and that bootleg action to really make a difference off the fakes to the running backs and get outside the pocket. And in a lot of cases, really like plenty of time outside the pocket to wait for receivers to come across the field or find somebody he likes sitting down in a certain area in a zone. Mike McDaniel called one of his best games for everything that was going on last night. I just thought it was really good. Got Tyreek involved a lot early on, catching the ball. And again, a lot of shorter stuff, but a real good game plan overall with everything. His new weapon at tight end, as well as getting a run game, the most yards we've had running the football this year by far. Still getting Achane involved. And we'll see what it looks like going forward now.
Numbers are really ugly. You look at Carolina. I mean, they're giving up 24 a game. They just got waxed by New England. This should be a game you could go in there and
you should
get another one in the win column.
You, your mindset is to go there.
They just lost 42-13.
Yeah, they got.
That's ugly. And they have losses to the Jags and Cardinals, who are not particularly good. That Falcons thing, I don't know what happened there.
Would they beat them 30-0?
30-0. Yeah, seems like a fluke of sorts.
Yeah, but they are there for the – look, this is a part of the schedule we talked about before it started, before the season started. We looked and said, these are teams that we need to take care of. And we let a couple slip away. So now you got a lot of games left, but you just got to take them one at a time, not look ahead and not worry about the Chargers and Justin Herbert and how good he is. And when next week we'll have plenty of time to talk about them. They had their own problems against the Giants and a rookie quarterback.
ESPN power rankings just came out, Joe. Carolina's at 28, Dolphins at 29. Jets 30, Saints 31, Tennessee 32.
They still didn't want to move us up too much off of what they saw.
Well, you'll move up to 28 if you beat the Panthers.
One at a time. Move up those power rankings. One at a time,
like climbing the AP poll here. You got the Browns at 26, so You have a shot there. Bengals at 24. You think the Bengals are that good? I don't know.
No,
they're a mess.
Did they put with or without Joe Burrow?
Houston at 1-3 is 22. They got the Patriots at 21.
Well, the Pats, what are you going to say? The Pats are 2-2. Had to turn it over five times.
Who do you think number one would be?
Bills.
Eagles. Bills are 2. Lions, Rams, Chargers, Bucks, and then Chiefs at 7.
It seems to me that the better teams right now in the NFC, which outside of the
yes,
Bills.
Yes, Packers, Seahawks, Colts round out the top 10, by the way. But, yeah, I mean, you got the Bucks in there. You got the Rams in there.
I will tell you, the Colts just gave,
Detroit.
Colts got to be sick to their stomach.
Yeah.
One wide receiver made two huge mistakes. And about 120 yards, 130 yards of offense in two plays.
It's tough to win in that league, man, especially going on the road, playing a good team like that.
You just can't have.
No.
You can't have the dumb plays. You know, showing off, getting ready to put the ball, lift it in the air, falls out of your arm, goes out of the back of the end zone. Second one, I don't know if you had a chance to see it. What, he just mugged the guy?
Yeah.
Easiest call.
Yeah, I look.
Leon could have made that call. Leon would have put an outfit on him. He would have made that call.
I had a tough night with him last night. Having to explain that thing.
He
didn't understand what initially happened to Tyreek, but then he saw him in a wheelchair and he was very concerned. So I told him he sprained his ankle.
Why wouldn't you just tell him that he hurt his
knee? What am I tell him? Oh, he dislocated his kneecap. He's going to be out for a year and change. We got to sugarcoat stuff, man. We sugarcoat around my place.
Why don't you just tell me he hurt his knee? Hurt his knee. A lot of guys in football land hurt their knees. He'll be okay. You don't have to tell him what's going to happen down the road. He'll forget about it. He'll be thinking about something else. Hey, right now, I want to take a second here. You, by the way, you and I are in different worlds. It's incredible we work together. We are in different worlds on stuff coming out of your mouth today. It's unbelievable. But not Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Everything's right with them. Trained and certified technicians. 135 trucks on the road. They go 7 days a week. And when you talk about really good people, you've got licensed, experienced plumbers, some of the best in the business. They got trained and certified technicians. Any kind of air conditioning problem you have, we can take care of it. By the way, if you got an old air conditioning unit, it's not working anymore. You got a water heater that's just completely dead. It's not working. Flooded the garage and everything else. Hey, don't worry about it. We got a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. I mean, tons of them. All different sizes. So when you have a problem, our goal is always to get out there. I always said great service is what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are all about. Great service means really good people that know what they're doing, coming out quickly to take care of all of your air conditioning problems and your plumbing problems. That's what they do, man. Family owned and operated. Same day installation is the goal. Financing plans to always help you out. By the way, having a plumbing problem, just go to 855-PLUMBER. Very nice lady, usually answers the phone. Tell Joe Rose said you could help me with some plumbing problems I'm having. They even working on the weekend at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Can you imagine what it's like on New York Sports Talk right now? Can you imagine how bad it is for Aaron Glenn and that sloppy, poorly coached, crappy tackling team that turns the ball over three times and has 13 penalties? Everything they did well, it came back with a penalty. Everything. They're running the ball great. You run for 200 yards. You run for 200 yards in an NFL game.
That whole market, man, what a mess. Yet the Mets come down here and miss the playoffs.
By the way,
the Giants are terrible. I know they got to win, but.
So is that true? Somebody told me yesterday, we were talking, that the Giants, oh, is it a birthday party over the weekend? That the Giants and the Yankees have the same fan base. And the Mets and the Jets have the same fan base.
Mets and the Jets. I don't know.
For years now.
I always figure the Mets fans are just kind of like the rejects,
well,
right? Because the Yankees are the team.
Well, I
got to
tell you,
but
the Mets and the Jets played in the same week at Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
We played our games there, so.
That'd be like living in L.A. and being a Clipper fan or something, right?
No, I don't know if there's anything like this where you say, well, they're this because they have so many teams. But I just thought that. So Yankees and Giants are the same fan base, and the Jets and the Mets. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah. You got to ask your father about that. I don't know.
Well, I know he liked the Islanders. They played out there.
Oh, okay.
So you had the Islanders. I don't know about the Rangers. I don't know how that works either. And the Knicks. Where do the Knicks fit into this? Because they got the Nets that play in Brooklyn.
I was always kind of told that the Yankees are number one, obviously, of all the teams. And number two was the Giants.
Consistently good one.
That the New York Giants were the second most popular team. And then the third was the New York Knicks. But I don't know if that's...
The Knicks might be... Trying to think off the top of my head, they might be the best team outside of the Yankees, right? The Knicks actually got a little better.
Well, listen,
by their standards,
Yankees, it's good for baseball, right? Yankees being in the playoffs.
Yankees Red Sox today, yeah, that'll be good for good.
How
for
good
business.
Is that?
Yes,
those two playing each other. What happened to the Red Sox colors? Did they lose their colors at what they used to be and what they are now? I see yellow in their uniforms.
Those are alternate uniforms. Oh. Yeah. Teams do that. Terrible. I'm sure you noticed last night.
I did. And by the way, I liked them last night.
They're cool. I don't know why they keep calling them blue.
But I got to tell you, man, hard to pick up the numbers last night.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't know. They say they're
numbers,
blue, right?
The numbers that pop out. But I saw a bunch of people had them on.
Black.
And by the way, they had them in the merino jerseys in those colors last night look great.
Someone said mostly true what you said. Mostly true. I don't know.
Well, there's always somebody in the family that goes against everybody and goes, I'm not gonna be, you know. I'm with the Mets. They spend a lot of money and they didn't make the playoffs. God, that was what the Marlins did was just beautiful. Do you see those faces? They killed them.
Well,
they
someone made a good point. They go, someone could have came in for both things.
Oh, there's no question. There were people who came down and go, we're going to enjoy a little Monday night football, and we're going to go watch the Mets win the game and get a chance to win the last wild card position.
Can we do a really quick experiment here? Because you've been scorching hot on the betting front. Can you just give us the baseball picks? Because we're going to play today.
All right, give me
1 o'clock, Cleveland and Detroit.
Yeah, but it's not
Detroit
a one
is.
All right.
It's not what?
I don't know what the pitching match. I
don't worry about the pitch. The best pitchers are going probably. It's the first game, game one. Detroit minus 160 on the money line, so they're favored.
I don't know.
All right, skip. Cubs and Padres. Chicago slightly favored.
Padres.
Okay. Yankees, Red Sox, New York minus 135.
Yankees.
And Dodgers, Reds. Dodgers minus 200.
Dodgers big, playing home run derby.
He's taking these down, by the way. You had a huge record this week. You did really well.
Trying to be nice to me right now. Why are you doing that?
I'm not trying to be nice to you.
This week, Joe.
8-5.
8-5.
Unbelievable.
Brings you to 27-18 on the year.
All right, so I'm trying to make I try to make some people some money. Look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to me.
And by the way, when you do poorly, we'll throw you. So you sound trying to be nice to you now.
No question. You know. We're gonna have Omar Kelly join us from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist.
You want this really quick since you asked. Mets and Jets are usually New Yorkers from Queens, Yankees and Giants usually from the Bronx.
Okay. I didn't know that. That would.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, right? Mets at least from Queens. They play in Queens, don't they? Why are you staring at me?
I don't know.
That stadium is in Queens. It's definitely in Queens.
Okay, then.
And the Yankee Stadium's in the Bronx.
You're never sure. You always throw it into a question. And
wasn't a question.
Me.
They play in Queens, and then the Yankees play in the Bronx. I know Yankee Stadium's
in
the Bronx.
Yes, I know that too.
So there you go. Well, the football team's playing the same stadium, so it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Which one's worse, Jets or Giants? Quick.
I think the Giants beat the Jets. What do you think?
I think the Giants would be slightly favored in that matchup.
But a close one.
Yeah.
There's potential for ugliness both ways on that one. No question about it. All right. Hey, Omar Kelly's going to join us when we come back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.